Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Someone made a formal whistleblower complaint about something President Trump promised to another world leader during a phone call.
No information on who the foreign leader was or what promise was made. The complaint was passed on to the Inspector General for the Intelligence Community, who determined it was credible and a matter of urgent concern. But the president's acting director of national intelligence is now blocking key congressional committee chairs from receiving details of the whistleblower complaint.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. There's heavy flooding in parts of southeast Texas. In Winnie, Texas, a hospital's evacuated. People are being rescued. Stephen Morrow's a tow truck driver. He says,
I've seen some really dangerous stuff happen, so you don't have to leave. Don't leave the house.
The rain, more than 20 inches falling in some places over the last 2 days, is from what's left of Tropical Storm Imelda. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have some much nicer air to talk about today with high temperatures, you know, about 10 or 11 degrees cooler than yesterday. Nice breeze out of the east at 10 to 16 miles per hour and gusty. Today's high around 90. Tonight, partly cloudy, comfortable. Overnight low temperature down to about 65. Tomorrow and Saturday, look for a high around 90 both days. Tolerable humidity. Lows at night, pretty comfortable in mid-60s. Still dry. About 93 for a high Sunday, and then mid-90s return on Monday, first day of fall. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC.
Caravita Village Senior Living invites you to board a cruise that never ends. Semi-private suites from $13.99 and private suites for $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
With the Discover It Miles card, you can go further than you've ever gone before. Like sun on your face, book in your hand, kids playing in the sand further. Because the Discover It Miles card offers unlimited 1.5 miles on every purchase and will automatically match all the miles you earn at the end of your first year. So that means your 35,000 miles could become 70,000. It's just that easy. So get out there with your Discover It Miles card today. Limitations apply. Discover match for new card members only. Learn more at discover.com/travel.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-through window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and be on the lookout, Prattville. Coming soon to the preferred community, the second location of Smooth Vapor.
Pick the speed you need and save big. No two businesses are exactly the same. That's why WOW Business offers different internet speed tiers to all types of businesses. We'll help you choose a solution that best suits your business needs and your budget. For a limited time, get our best price ever. Up to 1 gig of speed for $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com and find out how much you can save. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Metro Fitness and Dementia Friendly Alabama are teaming up to bring an awareness and support to those living with dementia and those caring for them. Mark your calendars for Tuesday, September the 24th at 9:30 a.m. or 5:30 p.m. for a Memories Matter Zumba class at Metro Fitness. Donations are welcome but not required. Come join the fun for a great cause. MetroFitness.com.
Here it comes, radio's most exciting game for fabulous prizes, the Name Game. Do you have a name? Incredible prizes can be yours just by playing Blue Water Broadcasting's The Name Game.
Winning is simple. You've got a name. Register online at our station website.
Win fantastic prizes such as a sportsman's package, a cruise, a big screen TV, dining experiences, and jewelry.
We'll call out names all week long. Hear your name called? Lucky you. You have the rest of that hour to call in and qualify. Make sure your friends and family are listening for your name too. It's the Name Game from Blue Water Broadcasting.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, and on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Oh, welcome back to News and Views. With Joey Clark and Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Hey, you know Bo Goodson.
Yeah.
He's been in on the business spotlight. He's a delightful guy. I've known Bo for many years. He's been in the real estate business for over 40 years, helping you buy a house or sell a house. And you know what's funny is when people drive by a property and they see a for sale sign and it'll be listed by a company, a lot of people just tend to call that company. But you don't have to do that. And Bo will help you find a house. He'll help you list your house. He has management services if you want to, let's say you buy a rental property and you're trying to make a little profit on it. He will do the management part of that rental property. His number is 551-0225. That's 551-0225. Also, Bo Goodson is head of the Bo Goodson Real Estate School.
Oh, yes.
And that is pretty renowned. People go there and learn how to be a realtor and how to prepare for the tests that you have to take to be certified. He's just a great all-around guy. So give Bo Goodson a call at 551-0225 if you have any real estate needs regarding buying or selling your house or looking for a property. Have him go out there and scout out something that you're looking for. 551-0225. Bo Goodson. The Bo Goodson Group.
I've worked with the Goodson Group directly. Great folks. Great folks. Nothing but good things to say about them. So, interesting point of discussion here. Point of inquiry, Jack.
Yes. Your point is out of order.
Do you think there should be an age limit for the presidency? Right now, there's, a minimum age. You have to be 35, I believe. That's in the Constitution.
Right.
But Jimmy Carter yesterday, and I'm spare folks the clip, I'll just read what he said. Jimmy Carter said this, quote,
I hope there's an age limit. You know, if I were just 80 years old, if I was 15 years younger.
He's 95 now.
Yeah. He's.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't believe I could undertake the duties I experienced when I was president. For one thing, you had to be very flexible with your mind. You have to be able to go from one subject to another, concentrate on each one adequately, and then put them all together in a very comprehensive way, yeah, especially when you're dealing with a malaise.
Well, he was inept at age 53.
Right.
So, I don't, you know, that's kind of funny coming from him. Now, he one of Carter's problems was that he was a micromanager. You know, I remember a story broke that he wanted to review a list of everybody who had been granted permission to play tennis on the White House courts. Uh-huh. And people like, you know, you got a little bit more important stuff to worry about. But, I mean, I see his point. Most of the candidates, at least the leading contenders, are in their 70s. I think Ronald Reagan was elected, I believe he was elected when he was 69. That was in 1980.
Yeah, and here's the classic clip about Reagan answering debate in the debate, an answer about.
Oh, this was priceless.
Your question to President Reagan.
Mr. President, I want to raise an issue that I think has been lurking out there for 2 or 3 weeks and cast it specifically in national security terms. You already are the oldest president in history, and some of your staff say you were tired after your most recent encounter with Mr. Mondale. I recall yet that President Kennedy had to go for days on end with very little sleep during the Cuba Missile Crisis. Is there any doubt in your mind that you would be able to function in such circumstances?
Not at all, Mr. Truitt, and I want you to know that also I will not make age an issue of this campaign. I am not going to exploit for political purposes my opponent's youth and inexperience.
Man, that's such a
And good Mondale line. Was a really good sport, I have to say. He looked at the president and he was just laughing his head off.
Right, that's just too good. That's too good. For context for the modern day folks, Elizabeth Warren is 70.
She is.
What a spring chicken. President Trump is 73.
Wrong, I'm actually 72.
No, but Mr. President.
But he's got four, he will have had 4 years under his belt, too.
Indeed. Joe Biden is 76. Ugh. And Bernie Sanders is 78. And these are really the people leading the pack right now.
Well, you know, if you look at Joe Biden and you look at Bernie Sanders, there's only 2 years difference. Bernie looks like Joe Biden's great-grandfather.
Right.
I mean, you know, but there's only 2 years difference. But, you know, I think Joe Biden physically is fit as a fiddle, but he's a little fuzzy.
He is.
He's going to have to tighten up his facts, you know. You know, it's like the guy that's told the story so long that's a big fib, but he's told it so many times that he actually believes it himself.
Right.
I think Biden is guilty of that.
I think Elizabeth Warren, being fair here, has plenty of energy. I think even Bernie Sanders, being the oldest of these four we named, probably has more energy. He seems to have it more together than Joe Biden does.
Mentally, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, mentally.
And Donald Trump, that guy's level of energy is unreal. I don't know where Trump gets all of this.
I want to know when the guy sleeps.
Right.
I mean, he tweets at like 4:30 in the morning.
And also the style of campaigning he did in 2015, 2016. It's one thing, Neo, to go to a lot of campaign stops, fundraisers, meet a lot of people, and that's tiring enough doing a normal political campaign. But he was doing these freewheeling, talking for 2 hours, rallies off the top of his head. That's exhausting.
Yes, it is.
And, you know, I don't know how he keeps that going. There's a rumor I've seen in left-wing media that he's on energy pills, like caffeine pills.
So what?
Yeah, I don't care, but it's funny what people will come up with, your opponents. Like, oh, there's no way he's just naturally energetic like that. Look at all the Mickey D's he eats. No way that could help you. Which, you know, also, talk about a ridiculous thing.
He doesn't drink alcohol, though.
Right, he doesn't drink. He's never drank.
No, because he had alcoholism in his family. Right. And he told his kids they are not supposed to drink.
Right, and I think that goes a long way. I like having a drink or two here.
Well, I do, too. I like having several drinks, but
I've noticed the older I get, the older all of us get, it affects you more the next day, even just a beer or two. I've learned this. So.
Well, if you ever drink too much on red wine,
let
me just assure you, it is not a pleasant next day.
No, not at all. So I don't know if, I think there should at a certain point be an age limit, but it's, I don't think it should be a number. I don't think we should have a constitutional amendment, for instance, saying 35, you must be 35 and you can't be above 80. I don't think that's the right approach because you meet some people in their 80s who are very high energy. And then you meet some people in their 50s and 60s who are very low energy. You just don't know.
Well, you know, Alabama has a law that you cannot seek a judicial post after your 70th birthday.
This has affected Al Booth, who we covered yesterday.
Right.
Yeah, that's why he couldn't run again. And he tried to get into the House legislature here in Alabama, House side.
And fell way short. You know, I was rereading that article this morning, and it's unfortunate. Al Booth had a really good career as probate judge, and people in Autauga County at one time really thought a lot of him. And maybe he didn't win that race because when you look at him versus Will Dismukes, there's a world of difference. I mean, Al's 75 now. Will Dismukes is in his
29. Yeah.
You know, he and maybe people, it wasn't that they disliked Al Booth. They just thought maybe he wasn't up to the job anymore. But for him to go out like he's going out.
Right, but he turned himself in. I think that'll work in his favor for ethics violations.
Yeah, because he gave his son some county business, didn't amount to a lot of money, but you're still not supposed to do that.
And I think on a judicial appointment, that's wise having an age limit, because it's usually these, you know, we elect judges here, but these lifetime appointments in particular, for instance, a few weeks ago or a month ago, I saw a judge, a major judge in the Jeffrey Epstein case, has died. And you're thinking, oh, no, dirty pool. The whole, you know, pedophile cabal up there is taking out all their enemies. But then you read the story and the judge was like in his mid-90s. Still on the bench. Whoa, okay, no wonder he died. So I think it's a good conversation to have, though, especially because we don't have as much generational turnover anymore. Thank God people are living longer. Medicine has advanced lives and made people, you know, put off retirement longer and longer. And I've talked to people like my grandparents and others who are retired, and for the first few years are like, I don't know what to do with myself. I enjoyed working. I enjoyed being active. So we'll see where the conversation goes, but I think it's just the person has to show competence. They have to show the ability to work a grueling schedule, especially as a presidential candidate. And, you know, right now, the only person I'm questioning is Sleepy Joe. I think Joe Biden has not proven himself in that regard. But, yeah, I have to hand it to Bernie Sanders. The guy seems fit for his age at 78. And Elizabeth Warren, unfortunately, seems quite alive and kicking.
She's such a coot. Oh, my God, she's a coot.
Let's go to the phones, Jack, and talk to Steve. Hey, Steve, welcome to News and Views.
Good morning, gentlemen, and you too, Jack.
Thank you, Steve. So kind of you to say. We were talking about you the other day. Were your ears burning?
Yeah, they were burning, and, you know, coming, I just consider the source, and move on. Hey, Trump probably gets his energy from a long-legged world-class model.
You're the one giving me energy, yeah.
Yeah, that's probably where he gets a lot of his energy from. Hey, talking about Montgomery, changing gears there, sure. Talking about you know, when Bobby was mayor and starting the change of downtown, but if you think back, Jack, I mean, Emory got the embassy down there.
He did.
And he got the train station renovated, got the old Frank Lou building torn down. He really started the process of cleaning that area up down there, running the hobos out behind Union Station, and giving the Civic Center, you know, the ability to launch from where it was. You know, Emory was a nuts and bolts guy.
Yes.
He focused on the infrastructure of the city, making sure the grass was cut, street lights were on, the roads were paved. You had a great fire department and police department under him. And then, you know, I think the other mayors are more bells and whistles. And I think that's what separated him.
Well, I think you make a good point. Emory did do some things downtown, and let me tell you, Emory always had a great relationship with people at Maxwell Air Force Base, and I just hope these two other guys who are running now, David Woods and Stephen Reed, have an appreciation for what Maxwell means to Montgomery, what it has always meant and what it continues to mean.
Well, Emory knew how to snooze those guys at Maxwell, and he rolled out the red carpet, you know, for them and treated them with the utmost respect, and he got rewarded for it. And, of course, you know, where he was in the Republican Party and all of that. But, you know, Emory, I think he laid the foundation when he came in to start the process of getting downtown going, and then Bobby picked it up and ran with it.
That's true. That's a good point.
Y'all have a good day.
Okay, thanks, Steve. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, and he makes a very good point about downtown development. I'm a little skeptical when the government, and especially the county commission, has to foot the bill for this new water park.
I'm a little worried about that myself.
But hopefully it'll work out. If it does work out, I think it'd be a fantastic development because it's worked in cities like Oklahoma City and Charlotte, North Carolina. If it works, it'll be fantastic. But we'll see. There's a reason the city and the county commission had to put the money up. Private developers didn't want to take the risk themselves, but I hope it works. I'm not down on it. I like the idea, General.
Hey, speaking of city, I ran into Clay McGinnis this morning.
Yeah.
He's one of our newly elected city council members. And I said, I want to have you on the show. And he said, I'd love to. So I got his cell number.
Fantastic.
And we'll call Clay and get him on here. Because he is young and visionary.
Yes.
He's never run for anything before. He's a young parent who has, you know, where the future of Montgomery means a lot to him and his family, and the fact that he's ran and won for city council, I think he's going to be great. And I want to ask him, what makes someone like you want to invest your time and talents in Montgomery?
Well, and I'll be perfectly blunt, and I don't mean this as an insult at all, folks. Sometimes I look at local government, I look at state government, I look at national government, and I see people twice my age. I'm 30, once again, folks, more than twice my age. And though there are good, like I said earlier, good people of every age who can get a good job done, it makes me smile to see people Clay McGinnis's age, people Will Dismukes in particular, people my age stepping up to the plate and really making things happen for the city and for the state. And I guess Will Dismukes wants to serve at the federal level in Congress, going for Martha Roby's seat.
Right.
So I love this, that the younger generation is now stepping up to the plate and working hand in hand with the generations that came before. I think it'll help everybody if we can, you know, bridge that generational divide.
And you know, a tendency in this country, in this state and city, is we elect old people because they're the ones who have the experience.
They're the ones who vote.
Absolutely. But a lot of the young people have a vision and they have the energy and the wherewithal to go out there and roll their sleeves up and do a good job. So just because someone doesn't have political experience, I don't think they ought to be overlooked for political jobs. Because really, I kind of like the idea of outsiders going in and trying to make. I remember when Paul Sanford ran for the state senate in a special election in 2009, he owned a barbecue joint in Huntsville. And when Parker Griffith went to Congress, that left a vacancy in the state senate.
Mm-hmm.
And so I happened to be reading the paper one morning. I see this restaurateur in Huntsville wants to run for the Senate. So I called him up and said, hey, can I come meet with you? And he's like, yeah. So I wanted to do his campaign because that's the kind of guy I like, you know, an outsider.
Yeah,
with
too.
A tough. Anyway, we won. He was a great candidate to begin with, but we spent our money very wisely. But he's a kind. And he said he would stay like 8 years and leave, and he did.
Right. Right. And also, if you look at, say, the Senate campaign coming up, I am more than happy to see people in their 40s and 50s running. I suppose most of the folks running for that Senate seat are in their 50s.
Or even more. Bradley Burns in his 60s. Tuberville.
Bradley looks great.
Old, he does. He looks great.
Yeah.
He's like 64, 65.
Okay. I wouldn't
Tuberville is probably close to that.
Okay. See, I would not have guessed
and
that.
And Roy Moore, my God, he's probably near 80 by now. I don't, you know. I think he's... I just, we don't need him. I'm sorry. That's my opinion. But
Yeah, I don't dislike Roy Moore.
I don't dislike him.
I've gotten the chance to talk to him when he came, and he's done interviews here. I really like the guy, but I think at this point we need somebody like a John Merrill, somebody like a Bradley Byrne, or Tommy Tuberville. I'd love to hear more from the coach. He was my coach when I was a freshman at Auburn, so I have a soft spot for him.
Yeah, and he was on our show about a year ago, and did a great job.
So we'll bridge these divides, folks, whether it's race or getting over blackface, brownface, or whether it's generational divides. There's all these divides, but really it's just an illusion. We can reach across the aisle, so to speak, and get things done. But we got to hit a break here, Jack. You're listening to News and Views, folks. News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark.
I'm Jack Campbell.
We'll be right back.
Happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The feedlot in Pike Road is wide open for business. Located at the intersection of Pike Road and Merriweather Road, get a variety of all deer plot mixes and Pennington Rackmaster seeds. 50-pound bags of River Run dog food for $16.50. Record Rack Sportsman's deer feed, 50-pound bags for $13. All gates and fencing supplies for your cattle as well. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5, and Saturday, 7:30 to noon. The feedlot in Pike Road.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and if you haven't heard, I am closing my Millbrook store. Everything must go. Mattresses, box springs, beds, headboards, adjustable bases, lift recliners, bed frame, bedroom furniture, odd chests and nightstands, cabinets and odds and ends have to be liquidated. This is my Millbrook store only, but many great markdowns are available in Montgomery and my two stores on the Atlanta Highway. Whether you want a nice budget set for your guest room or small children or a premium set for yourself, you must shop Mr. Sandman. We offer more choices, mattresses actually in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery, and the lowest prices on comparable quality. Serta, Jameson, Beauty Rest, and other great factories are all on sale during the Millbrook store closing sale. Let's make it clear. The Montgomery stores are having a fantastic sale, but they are not closing. Financing and delivery are available. We are on Highway 14 next to the Citgo in Millbrook and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. No hoes, layaways, or returns.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long. It's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back, folks.
You're listening to News and Views from 9 to noon on 93.1 FM.
WACV.
Hey, Joey, what are you thinking when you think about all things automotive?
Oh, I'm thinking Jenkins. You know, I used to, though, not think anything. Then all of a sudden, it'd be a mad rush to, oh, I need an oil change. Oh, no, this sounds like a belt's going wrong. Oh, no, are my tires at the right pressure
level?
Yeah,
all that stuff.
And then once I started saying to myself, no, think Jenkins. I'm thinking Jenkins. It's like all that anxiety went away.
You know, when you're young and you have a clunker that you're driving in high school that your parents got you, you don't really think about all the things that you do think about when you're making car payments, like, I have to keep this vehicle up. Well, Jenkins Tire and Auto in downtown Montgomery on the corner of Perry and Jefferson Street is what you need to be thinking. Thinking Jenkins. They do everything from air conditioning repair to tire wheel balancing, tire rotation, fixing tires that have a leak, new tire installation, batteries, hoses, belts, you name it, they do it. And they're a family-owned and operated business. Mike Jenkins is the proprietor. They're great folks. Everybody in Montgomery knows the Jenkins. They used to have Jenkins Brick Company and sold out. And but so they've changed gears. They'll do anything to your car that anybody else will do, from flushing the transmission to putting on windshield wiper blades. So if you're thinking about car repair, car maintenance, anything, think Jenkins. And their telephone number is 265-0792. 265-0792. JenkinsTireAndAuto.com.
Yes, folks, check them out. Let's go to the phones, Jack. Why not?
Let's do.
Let's go. I don't believe I've ever talked to this person. Bear, how are you?
Hi. I just thought I'd say that I totally agree with what you said earlier, that Sanders looks like Biden's great-great-grandfather. Because he's up there and he looks like this exasperated 80-year-old, you know, just talking and talking. His hair going everywhere. And then Biden's just like, he looks like he's still in like his 60s.
Yeah, Biden's had some work done, though. I think Biden's definitely had some work done on his. He's got the stretched face thing going on. And the,
oh, yeah.
But you're right, Bernie. But for Bernie looking so old, he does have the energy. Like, he's always yelling.
Yeah, he does have the energy. Like, he's telling this great, exasperated story. Like, I went on this big old fishing trip, and I saw this ginormous whale. I mean, it was huge. Like, larger than Mabit.
You know, yeah. I think Bernie seems to, and I've heard some of his speeches. I try not to listen to the whole thing, but he kind of exemplifies the angry white man
in a weird way.
I mean, he's totally running against that, but he is the embodiment of the angry white man.
Well, I'm tired of people like you, Jack, who keep don't understand that it's the corporations that are running this country.
That is true, but we need them.
Oh, yeah. And I totally would have called this in earlier, but I was kind of driving at the time and didn't think picking up the phone would have been a good idea while on 85.
No, believe me. You're wrestling with death when you're on 85 to begin with.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Bear, we
especially
appreciate you calling. Well, you need to call more often.
I know, right? I just have usually driving or with my dad when I'm listening to the show. So, I mean.
Well, that's great. Is Bear your, like, nickname?
It's short for my legal name, which is Barilyn.
Barilyn.
Well, if you don't mind me asking, can I ask your age? Just generally, like what decade?
I'm 18.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you for calling.
Man, that's great. Man, we need more callers like you. That's super. Are you really involved in the political process and really like it?
Yeah, most of the time I just listen in a lot of the time. I don't voice any opinions very often. Uh-huh. Because I have, like, friends who are, like, all over the map, and I try to just, when I'm talking to some of my other friends, I try to stay neutral. So.
Yeah,
that's a good plan. That's a good plan.
Well, thanks for the call, and do not be a stranger. Call us back anytime.
I will. Trust me.
Okay.
Thank you, Barry.
Especially the next time I hear Greg say me instead of meme. We all have a great day, and I need to get to class.
All right. Thanks, Bear.
Well, an 18-year-old. We haven't had to call that young in quite some time, Jack.
I know.
I'm used to being the spring chicken here.
I know, and you really are.
Well, and we, in a second, have to hit a break, but a preview of what's coming up, folks. First off, I was telling you this off-air, Jack. NBC News, they put out a webpage where they're asking Americans to confess their climate change sins.
Offenses?
Yes, their sins.
What could an individual, one individual do that they want to confess about?
And here's a direct quote from the Climate Confessions Project on NBC News' website. Quote, "Even those who care deeply about the planet's future can slip up now and then. Tell us, where do you fall short in preventing climate change?" We'll get into that. And also this idea that a lot of young folks, folks my age, folks Bear's age, aren't aware of all the catastrophic climate predictions that have come and gone and never came to pass. And it's good to have a little bit of history and perspective that, you know, sometimes these very serious people who mean well, sometimes don't mean well, they're wrong. So wrong. So this climate change thing in particular is one that, you know, I'm not completely against the idea that the planet's warming, that even humans contribute. But I think the alarm and then the call for the government to take over our lives in order to save us from ourselves and then act like, oh, we're all sinners because I, you know, drove my own kids to school instead of putting them on a bus. It's just absurd.
Well, I have a confession.
You do?
We used to have cows at our farm. You know, the methane gas problem.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I hadn't thought of that. Well, I'm guilty.
You should tie it off like a paper bag to the back end or something.
Yeah.
You should collect
I've always wanted to drive in the high occupancy vehicle lane, the HOV lane.
Yeah, yeah.
Like in Houston, when I drive through there, I'll see them. And, you know, people used to get, like, blow-up dolls and put them in their clothes. And they'll bust your chops for that in Houston. But those people, they're going much faster than the normal folks are.
Oh, sure. Oh, sure. I've never heard that about those dolls.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Well, they probably had them for other reasons, too. But,
sure, sure.
But they doubled as an occupant in your vehicle.
I feel like I need a shower now. 272-9228, 272-9228. That's where we are. You're listening to News and Views. I'm Joey Clark.
I'm Jack Campbell.
We'll be right back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Business Network. Microsoft shares rose to a record today after the company revealed it's raising its dividend and buying back stock. The housing market improved last month. The National Association of Realtors says sales of previously owned U.S. homes rose by 1.3% in August. It's the strongest pace of sales since March of last year. Navistar International is planning to open a new factory in San Antonio, Texas. The company will invest $250 million. It'll employ about 600 people and produce several several types of trucks, including big rigs used for interstate freight hauling. Wyndham Destinations is eliminating plastic straws and other single-use plastic from food and beverage service at its timeshare resorts around the world. The change will happen in October. Its Asia-Pacific resorts already removed plastic straws earlier this year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
Hi, everybody. We have some much nicer air to talk about today with high temperatures, you know, about 10 or 11 degrees cooler than yesterday. Nice breeze out of the east at 10 to 16 miles per hour and gusty. Today's high around 90. Tonight, partly cloudy, comfortable. Overnight low temperature down to about 65. Tomorrow and Saturday, look for a high around 90 both days. Tolerable humidity, lows at night, pretty comfortable in mid-60s. Still dry. About 93 for a high Sunday, and then mid-90s return on Monday, first day of fall. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Back, folks.
A little Stone Soul Picnic by Fifth Dimension. You can tell I picked that out because Joey said, what? So he play a little Stone Soul and you go, what?
I dig it, Jack. I dig it.
You can dig it. We can dig it. Mm-hmm. You can dig it.
Groovy, baby.
You know, when I was in high school, I think I was in, I guess, 12th grade, I went to Auburn to see the Fifth Dimension. Mm-hmm. They put on a great show. I wonder if any of them, I know, like Marilyn McCoo, she was one of them. I wonder if any of them or all of them still alive. I'll have to check that out.
Definitely, definitely.
They were really a very prolific group at the time.
It's fun going back. Music keeps people forever young. At least you can get that snapshot of the past.
I don't think anything engenders memories quite like music does.
I think the only thing that compares is smell. There are certain smells, and sometimes they're not great smells, but there are certain smells that'll make you go, oh. And apparently there have been studies about that
really?
The olfactory senses can elicit memories. That and music, those two.
I remember, and people think I'm lying, when I was 4 years old, I went to my pediatrician at Jackson Hospital, and we entered on the Forest Avenue side of the hospital because his office was down that hall. Dr. Bill Brock, great guy. It's the first time I didn't cry when I got a shot, and I remember being so proud of myself, but I remember that smell.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
The ether kind of, and those real polished tile floors, or linoleum floors, I guess. But
yeah, certain, Clorox smells make me think of being at the Good Time Center after school. Like, you know, how the YMCA or, these massive facilities have to clean, so they just pour bleach everywhere.
Yeah.
It makes me think of being a kid at the Good Time Center after school. It's weird how those things work. But, Jack, have you, you've got a lot of things to confess, I'm sure. But
oh, my God. The list is too long.
Any climate
I think a priest wouldn't live long enough to hear my confession. He would die right there in the confessional booth.
But just to remind folks, NBC's Climate Confessions Project is, in fact, a real thing. I thought this was like The Onion or Babylon Bee satire when I first saw it. But here is what NBC News is asking people to write in to their website. Quote, even those who care deeply about the planet's future can slip up now and then. Tell us, when do you fall short in preventing climate change? So, you want to hear some of these confessions?
Yeah, really, this is ridiculous.
This one, what a SOB this person is. I fly to see my son on the West Coast. I live on the East.
That's a confession?
Yeah.
Well, how the hell, you want to drive?
Right.
I mean, I mean,
it's like, how dare you go spend time with family, your child?
Well, it's not like they're chartering one jet. I mean, they're getting on a plane with, you know, 105 other people. That's ridiculous.
This is absurd. And again, folks, I'm all for...
Maybe that person was being funny, don't you?
Maybe. Some of these might be trolls. Who knows? But and especially like concerned trolls where you act like you're down with the cause.
Is NBC actually publishing this?
Yes. Yeah, that's what I'm reading from. Another confession reads, quote, "I drive to work even though the bus is almost as fast. I often feel I have good excuses."
Oh, my gosh.
"I wish I had been born a vegan. Oh, Lord. And then maybe it would be easier. I can't seem to give up meat." Another confession read.
Why is that contributing to...
They claim that the production of, like, mass factory farming has a large carbon footprint. Actually, here's the truth. Most of the carbon emissions are produced by electricity and power production. And most of that is coming not from the United States, but from China and India, especially these dirty coal-burning plants. And the climate change, though, has moved to this other personal direction. It's what makes this NBC thing so absurd, but also part of the zeitgeist. Instead of looking at stats and actual facts about what is causing carbon emissions and what are some realistic solutions. I've said it before, I'll say it again. There's a new study out where if we could plant a lot more trees over the next few years, that would be much more effective at reducing carbon in the atmosphere than any carbon tax would. I'm all for that. Let's plant a bunch of trees. Sure, all over the earth. I think that's doable. But when it becomes this like personal... Like, you sinned against the planet and the climate and your luxurious modern lifestyle.
What does NBC hope to accomplish by doing this?
I think they're playing into the narrative, and they're getting people on board. And the reason they do this is because instead of all the stats and the hard science that I'm talking about, even climatologists who believe in climate change and think their theory is correct, they want to make an emotional, personal appeal to people. So it's not... You know, a bunch of numbers that people's eyes glaze over. It's, oh, no, I probably shouldn't have flown so much to the West Coast.
Do you think NBC for a minute cares at all about the people that are writing in? No.
No, not at all. Well, one person didn't tout their sinfulness. They touted their virtuousness. Quote, "I love meat." They put love in all caps. "I love meat, but I love the earth more. Vegan. For over 4 years now." Others, though, have taken the opportunity to troll NBC over the project. Oh, this one's good. This should be brought to you by Bath Innovations. "I require at least half a roll of TP when wiping."
Oh, my God.
"I like my house to be 85 in the winter and 55 in the summer. Deal with it, hippies," one person wrote. "I live on Earth, where even if we achieve carbon neutrality in the first world, that's only 19.1% of the population." Oh, look at that. Stats and facts. "I don't do anything for the environment. I don't care," read another entry. "I'm eating bacon with breakfast this morning, and I'll have it again tomorrow." Yeah, it sounds like me. I didn't write it. And then another person submitted lyrics about loving plastic straws.
Oh, my God.
"I love plastic straws, and I cannot lie. As many as I can get before I die. Such straight soda with apple pie. Yes, sir, I'm the guy."
That's so funny. You know, I remember back in the 70s, I think Nixon was president, but he was had the speed limit lowered from 70 on interstates to 55 because we were sort of having a, quote, energy crisis. And I remember there was bumper stickers that were floating around back then that said, "Drive 80, freeze a Yankee."
That's fantastic. I'm wondering, does anybody else have any climate confessions? Yeah. We're essentially your confessional, like, you know, Jack and I were both raised Catholic. Did you like to go sit in front of the priest or, like, behind the screen?
Well,
it was always weird behind the screen. I like just seeing the person.
Really?
Yeah, I prefer.
Oh, most
that.
People are just want to be anonymous, but it's so funny because they know who you are.
Yeah, exactly.
It was funny because I was an altar boy Yes, and I never got touched, unfortunately. But I'm just kidding. But no, I was an altar boy, and I wouldn't always go to confession because they held confession Saturdays at 4 o'clock before the 5:30 Saturday Mass.
Right.
And I would invariably be in there on Sunday. I say, "Hey, Father, you got time to hear my confession?" And he had a little kneeler in the whatever that room is called where they get dressed, where they kept their vestments.
Yeah.
And I would kneel down and just talk to him. It was, you know, I had no shame.
Right. No, and I preferred to face them. But, like, I've actually confessed real sins before, things I consider real sins.
Yeah.
Me driving to work instead of carpooling or taking public transportation, I'm sorry, it's not really a sin. But we take a call from Anonymous.
Well, hey, Anonymous, how you doing?
Good. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned.
You know it.
And last night we had cabbage and beans and cornbread. And I think I polluted the atmosphere.
Oh, well, I'm sure you...
Did you cook this up with a wood-burning stove?
Yeah. No, I used a propane cooker outside.
Well, that's great.
Which is actually better for the environment.
Well, I heard on Greg's show this morning when I was driving in that the average person passes gas 14 times a day.
Oh, Lord. Then I've sinned a lot.
Oh, my God, I'm full of sin.
Especially when I'm working out and having all these protein shakes. Anyway, too much information.
Hey, good show. Thank y'all.
Thank you for calling, Anonymous.
And let's go quickly to David. Hey, David.
David, how you doing?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Fine. How are you doing? How's Formula One going?
Pretty good.
Is there anything on this weekend?
I hadn't even checked. I've been so busy. I'm sure there's something running this weekend.
Well, I want you to call Monday and fill us in on who won.
Well, and if you're a Formula One fan, then you must have a lot to confess, David.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, you know, it's interesting because I was reading articles last year where the overwhelming majority of Russian scientists say the Earth is not, in fact, warming, but cooling.
Right.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like nobody ever mentions that. You know,
well, because you'd be colluding. That's why you don't want to mention it.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, and this is really interesting, too. And I hate to draw this analogy, but it just fits. I got home yesterday and, you know, kicked on TV and was relaxing before dinner and going across the channels. And on one of the, like, history channels, there was a documentary about the Hitler Youth. And it was talking about how parents in the 30s in Germany were initially shamed or ostracized if they didn't put their sons into Hitler Youth.
All right, right.
And then if they still refused, they were actually fined for not doing so. Or if it went past that, they could actually be imprisoned.
Wow.
And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, isn't that a lot like what's going on right now with the whole climate thing, you know, with the liberals that, you know, that you're being shamed initially into not falling into lockstep with them and their belief system. So what comes next after public shaming?
Really?
Well, and a great way for the government, for the state to control people is to separate families, make people first loyal to the state before they're ever loyal to their friends or family.
Aren't they doing that in the public school system?
To a degree, yeah. And some people, if you take the equality theory all the way down to an absurd level, you come up to a fact. We don't have equal households. Parents aren't equally good at parenting. So we got to have the same equal sort of raising of children.
Yeah, yeah. And really, I mean, you think about for the past, what, probably 15, 20 years, that basically the public schools have been indoctrinating children on climate change. You know, and that it is man-made. It's our fault, and we should be ashamed for it. So,
yeah, it's a bunch of crap.
Yeah, that's what I think, too. It's a bunch of flatulence. So, anyway. All right, guys, take care.
Appreciate
all right, thanks.
It. We got to hit a quick break here, Jack.
Crawdad, hang on. We'll be back.
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
But look at your phone, tablet, or computer. What's going on in there? Hard to say, but one thing's for sure. These things bring you things. Things like news, sports, interspecies animal friendships, or, you know, whatever you're into. But to get that stuff, you'll need an internet connection. One that's really fast with no data caps. One that's just $24.99 per month. Super fast internet from WOW. A company you'll love. Sign up today at WOWWay.com.
Wow.
Offer for new customers for 12 months with a 2-year agreement and auto pay. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Let's face it, we all get on the tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back, folks. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. Coming up, we got Paul Beckman. He's already hanging out in studio. Running for county commission, right, Otago County?
That is correct. County Commission, District 1.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, folks, I hope you're still not paying for your checking account, right? I mean,
no, heck no.
Come on. And you also probably need a checking account that pays you. When you're lending your money to a bank or a credit union, they should be giving you something back. It just makes so much sense. And that's exactly what ASC Credit Union does with its Kasasa checking accounts. You get the Kasasa Cash Program. It's a free checking account that pays you 4% APY on balances up to 30 grand. You get refunds on ATM fees nationwide, so you're not getting hit when you can't find, you know, an exact ATM that you need. Also, you get Kasasa Cash Back, which is a free checking account that rewards you with 3% cash back up to $12 per month on everyday debit card purchases. So not just gas or groceries, no points programs, straight up real cold hard cash. So if you're not getting anything back from your current checking account.
Yes, if you're falling victim to the big box bank.